If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses, plus free delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number. To a good life's sleep.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
It's time for an update from Pilar Gold. Jeremy Gray joins us to tell us what's been happening. Jeremy, very good to see you.
Very good to see you also, Alistair. Pilar Gold might just be, I think, one of the greatest comebacks in recent gold mining history. And we're very, very excited about the near term as we resume production.
So one of the greatest comebacks in gold mining history. Tell us how that's come together and what it really means.
Well, in the summer of 24, in June, July, we were really doing a very tough. The mine had unexpectedly closed in March of 24. We couldn't find the money to resume production. And, we couldn't pay salaries, and we were forced to go into JR in Brazil, which is a good system to allow companies to come back. We restructured all the debt, the $60, $70 million of debt, down to 10. Most of that's not payable until years 4 to years 10. We then, of course, the gold price has gone up significantly since then. We had to dewater our Pilar number one mine, and we're also in the process of dewatering our second mine, Maria Lazara. But yeah, she's a $1 billion market cap to build this today, and it was built by Yamana back in 2012.
A great name in South American gold mining, Yamana there. So tell us a bit about the mine or the mines themselves, Jeremy. What's involved?
What I love about Pilar, Alistair, is there's 4 million ounces drilled at a $1,600 gold price and modeled at $1,600. They're interesting. They dip at 20 degrees, and I think they just keep going until they pop their head out somewhere in Ballarat, Australia. It's one of those systems that doesn't stop. And our next door neighbor's mine, which is now owned by Aura Minerals, which is the great Crishas mine that was Anglo Gold's mine prior to their sale, that's been going for 40 years. It's a kilometer deep. The deepest point in our mine is 300 meters, and again, it will go for at least 40 years. So it's very unusual to find a complex that lets you to mine for such a long time. So we've got three underground mines. We've got Pilar, Maria Lazara, Kayama, but we have this beautiful open pit deposit called Tres Barracas, which is basically about a kilometer from the mill, drilled to 400,000 ounces, again, modeled at 1,600 gold, open in all directions. That could be a million ounce open pit. So very long life, world-class business, fully built, in great condition. We've even got gold in the CIL circuit that got stuck in the circuit when we unexpectedly closed in March of 24. So about 400 ounces just sitting there. So we're shovel-ready. We are probably the most shovel-ready gold mine in the industry. And I know a lot of people talk about shovel-ready. It's somewhat of an abused term. This is the most shovel-ready mine in the gold mining industry in the world.
So what's the plan in terms of ounces to be produced then initially? How many ounces are you hoping to get out of the ground per year as you start up?
Well, when Yamana had it, she was doing 70. The grades have dropped off a little bit. When it was a Yamana mine. It was then owned by Lea, Brio Gold, and then Equinox Gold, and we were clipping around 3,500 ounces a month before we ran into a lot of problems. But again, we're only operating two of our four mines. So we'll start up in Q3. The numbers won't be huge in the near term. I'll be happy when we do 1,000 ounces a month, building back up to 3,500, and then expanding that as we open more mines to hopefully 6,000 to 7,000 ounces a month. So it's a big mining complex. Compare that to Serabi. I think Serabi do 45,000 ounces a year. So I think Serabi is probably our nearest comparable.
Yes, yeah, Serabi, also a Brazilian operator, of course.
A fantastic company. Market cap today, I think, is close to 550 Canadian. And this round that we're doing for Pilar It's 148 Canadian, but you also need to remember, Alistair, Pilar Gold own 13 million shares of Chancery Royalty, which currently we're doing very brisk business at $3 a share for that. So that's about 60 million Canadian or 55 Canadian in value. We also own 5 or 6% of Liver Gold that I believe might be starting trading in the next week or two, which is another 15 million of valuation that we can use going forward. So when you strip those two stakes out, you're basically buying a billion-dollar business for 70 million equity value, or enterprise value, I should say.
And tell us a little bit more about the longer-term upside here. You alluded to it, a moment ago, but it sounds like there's plenty on offer that hasn't really been officially delineated at this point.
Look, if you had the money, you could drill out probably 8 million ounces. And I know I'd probably get wrapped on the fingers for saying that if I was a public company. But yeah, this is a huge system. It's in a beautiful part of Brazil. You don't need to fly, miles into the Amazon. This is in Goiás, a beautiful state of Goiás. And it's built by a world-class Yamana sort of Western company. So it just always, I think the problem it had, it was built in 2012. And then the gold price then collapsed, as we remember, until about 2024. So it's an underground mine that struggled at $1,200 gold. But can you imagine at $4,600, where we're roughly today, it makes about 8 to 10 million a month profit when it's really starting to clock some good numbers.
So going to be delivering a significant amount of cash flow.
Yeah, very cash flow generative. But also the stake that it has in Chancery Royalty, which is a 34% stake in the fastest growing royalty company. And you've kindly had us on Vox with Chancery. I think that stake alone could be worth several hundred million the market starts to realize incredible value that what we have in Chancery. I mean, Chancery today is pretty much the same size as Matala and Vox Royalty. And those are sort of $6 to $1 billion market cap. So Pilar's basically, you're getting Pilar for free. You're getting the mine for free, basically, because of the stake that they have in Chancery.
So I'd like to come on to Chancery and some of your other interests in just a second, Jeremy. But before we do, in terms of Pilar, is that Chancery stake likely to stay inside Pilar then? Is it a sort of long-term asset of the company?
I'll give you an example. If Tether rang me, if Juan Sartori rang me and said, can we get involved in Chancery Royalty? I'd probably sell half of it at a much, much higher valuation than $3 a share to use that cash to then really take Pilar to the next level. And I'm talking 100,000 ounces a year. At the moment, we're keeping that stock very tightly held. And if things go really well to plan, we may then distribute all those shares to shareholders. Just like we distributed Liver shares in Finland to Pilar shareholders 3 years ago, and now they're going to get a significant, nice return on that when the stock lists in the next week or two.
So either way, plenty of value inside Pilar, including the Chancery stake, the mines and the other holdings. So you're a man of many hats, Jeremy. What's going on with your other companies in your portfolio then? We've talked about Chancery. So we can talk about Chancery a bit more, or any other one that you want to start with?
Yeah, and maybe just say, if you are interested in learning about Pilar, just click on the link below and Ed, Max, Eric, Jamila and myself will happily give you a call. We are so blessed, Alistair, to have, we're nearly 2,400 investors in our group now, which is, that's a quite a big turnout. And that we've been at this game for 8 years now. So the recent round of Pure Tungsten was a knockout success. You remember when we were on that call together, we were looking for 5 Canadian and we're closing it now at 14 million Canadian, which is not a bad effort for a private company. And I think this is the beauty of this story is it's got two mines, Sanjong and Mikahara, that are both going in production. And Sanjong in Korea starts in literally 9 weeks. And we also have an amazing CEO called Tiger Kim. So that one, amazing success. I wouldn't want to go on to Tucano just for a minute. We started Tucano. We bought. Do you remember Great Panther?
I certainly do.
Do you remember Great
Panther? Mexican silver project.
So we bought. Well, it's actually the main business of Great Panther before that went bankrupt was the gold business in northern Brazil in Amapá.
Right.
Now, we bought after a 1-year auction process because the company went into bankruptcy. We acquired Mina Tucano in November of 23 when gold was 1700. Everyone said we're completely mad, and I think I was starting to believe them because I couldn't find the money for Tucano. But I'm very, very proud to say that Tucano started production, first gold pour, I think, next week. And it's listing in the next 5 weeks. Jefferies have got the mandate. We did that seed round at 50 cents, same as the tungsten 50-cent round, and I think that might list at probably $4 to $5 in the next couple of weeks. Gold Road, I think we talked about Gold Road. This is a beautiful mine in Arizona. We acquired that a year ago. We did the seed round at 50 cents, producing really nice numbers now. Jim, Raj, Alex, and the team in northwest Arizona. That's listing, would you believe, on the Oslo Bourse on June the 2nd. Niels and Svein Harald, the chairman and CEO, we brought them in, and that stock should start trading about $4 a share, so that's an 8X. This one, Liver Golds, we bought that in. This was part of Pilar, and we spanned that out to Pilar shareholders back in early 23. We did a seed round then at 50 cents, and I think it will start trading around $2 to $2.50 in the next 2 weeks. This one, probably, it's in central Finland, 6,000 ton a day mill, most misunderstood gold mine, I think, in the industry. And I believe there's at least 5 million ounces there when they start do some deeper drilling. And I don't know if you saw, Alistair, I'm sure you did. Rupert Resources got bought, and the other two companies around Agnico. Now, we're 400 miles south of that part of the tundra, which gets on a warm day is minus 40 in the winter. In Oulu, it's much warmer, and we have a world-class mill. So I think this one could be as big as Rupert, slightly lower grade, but just as much gold. Now, the other one I wanted to quickly show you that's joined our stable recently is this. We've never done an exploration company before, Alistair. This is new to us. We were the biggest funder of K92 back in 16 when Tukey, the late great Tukey Angus, Ian Stalker, Brian Slewishuk, they literally struggled to find any money. We wrote them a check for $10 million, and the rest is history. Now, I think this one could be as big as K92. It's run by Alan Martin out of Sydney. He's joined our stable, and we'll talk a bit more about that next month. But that is a extremely large, high-grade target that we're going to drill and list on the TSX in the next two months. And finally, I think maybe just the royalty game, as you know, as we've always said, Alistair, the royalty companies call themselves royalty companies because I think a lot of these buggers actually think they are royalty. They think they are related to Kate and Will and Harry and you know, that part of the network of the world. And we are a simple miners. And I tell you, Chancery is grown from strength to strength. So obviously, Pilar's got a royalty that's going into here. In return, Pilar gets the largest shareholding of Chancery. And that's what makes, I think, Pilar such a compelling story. But we're loving the royalty game. We're going to list this in Q3. And we've already chosen the shell, and we'll announce that shortly on the TSXV. So, yeah, busy times, but very, very lucky to have such amazing investors, many of whom have backed us on every deal we do. Some of them just are new to our what we do, but we just really want to thank them sincerely for their tremendous, incredible support.
And investors, viewers and listeners will note that it's predominantly gold that you're really talking about here, Jeremy. You've got Pilar Gold, Chancery Royalties got a lot of gold. All these companies really are gold focused. That seems to be the center of your attention at the current moment.
It is. But we may potentially have some more on the tungsten side. I mean, pure tungsten. To put it in perspective, if Tiger does deliver what I think he will, and now that we are fully funded on both Korea and Tajikistan, he would do 2,000 tons production potentially in annualized run rate, in next year. So that's the same size as EQ Resources, and it might just start production in Korea before the most incredible company of them all, Monte Industries. So I've got a bit of a wager that we will produce and ship from Sanjong before Almonty will ship from Sandong. It's funny how the two, there's only two Korean mines in tungsten, and they both sound exactly the same name, right? So, but yeah, we're very excited, and but tungsten's definitely a focus. And I was saying actually to someone the other day, I mean, how many, I'll give you a question, Alistair. How many commodities do you know have gone up 10 times in 18 months in the last 100 years?
Oh, I'd be hard pushed to to say any with certainty in 18 months.
Well, we know iron ore did a 10x over 20 years. We know gold did a 20x over 30 years.
Yeah.
But I don't think anything's ever done a 10x in 18 months. Now, often what happens when cocoa or orange juice or nickel do these crazy moves, they might do a 3 or a 4x, and then the next year they collapse. And what's very interesting is I don't see tungsten collapsing at all. It's currently $310,000 a ton. The copper guys get excited when it's $16,000 a ton. So tungsten is a very unique, special business. And I just want to thank everyone from Vox joined this funding round also for Pure Tungsten. But today it's all about Pilar. Very excited about Pilar. Greatest comeback in recent gold mining history. And very blessed we made it through and we stuck with it. We never gave up. And it's thanks to the amazing support of our amazing investors.
So one more time then, investors who are interested in participating in Pilar should click on the link below and they'll hear from your team.
You'll hear from us same day. We'd love to. One of the favorite things of my job is to talk with our investors, learn about, you know, what they do. You meet such a variety and all around the world, and I love that. That's the most favorite part of my job. So I'll jump on the phone. What would we do without WhatsApp, Alistair? I say.
Well, indeed, what would we do? Very good to talk to you today, Jeremy. Speak again soon.
Thank you very much for your support. Thank you, Vox. You guys are the best.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses, plus free delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.